Today's daf in Masechet Nida, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin. We are holding right at the top of the daf, the last word of the first line, and this was the middle of the sugya of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya's interaction with Anshe Alexandria. So we said that there were three divrei chokhmah, three divrei hagada, three divrei borut, and three divrei derech eretz. Yesterday, we learned two of the divrei chokhmah, and we were talking about, and the last thing that we learned was the din of a marze grushato, whose daughter, if he passed into them, was ksheira lekuhuna. And the other question that which was the reason we got into this whole thing, was that they had asked him what the din is, legabe, the tumas, zov, anina, yeledes, until what point, la chamisa, there is a tuma. Fine. Now we're up to the third of the divrei chokhma that they asked him. And this is the last word on the first line. As I said, shnei mitzoraim. What happened like this? There were two people who were mitzoraim. And they had already brought their korban, their first korban. So they were left with, let's see, the chatas that needs to be brought. Now the problem is that a chatas, of course, is a very special din, and that is if an owner of a chatas dies, the chatas becomes a chatas hames, and therefore it's us, you're not allowed to bring it. In this case, what happened was their korbanes got mixed up one with the other, and one of their korbanes had already been brought, and then one of them died. So nitavru korbanotein zebizah. So first, let's take it step by step. If they had only had their korbanot mixed up one with the other, there wouldn't have been any problem, because they could serve, as always is the case, the kohen is makir of each one for whomever it is, and there would be no problems at all.
Before he does.
If there hadn't been a question of one of them dying and so on, so there would have been no problem. Each one would have been brought, like we said in Zvachim, l'shem mishahu. What's more, if it hadn't been that they had already brought one of the korbanos, there also wouldn't have been a problem, because now you just bring a korban. And it's okay, this one I can't bring, it's a suffix, maybe it's a chatos. I may say, let me go bring the korban. I'll go home and bring the korban. But I can't go home and bring a korban, because maybe I already brought the korban, since I don't know which korban was brought. If the first korban that was brought was mine, so then how am I going to bring another korban? It'll be chulin la'azara. So I'm really in a big pickle. What do I do? If meit echad mehem, asheni mateyav, what's going to be with the guy? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya came up with a brilliant solution. He told them what he should do. He should write out a contract to give away everything he owns to somebody. This kotev nechasov la'achayrim, and he becomes technically an ani. An ani is not chayav in echatas behim as a mitzera. He brings echatas oif instead. But echatas oif can be brought even as a suffix, because we don't really put any of it on the mizbeach. Therefore, let him go ahead, bring echatas oif, which is a bala suffix, and there will not be any problem. What's he going to do about his korban asham? I mean, there's no different korban asham for an ani. So we're not sure yet what the case was. And Shmuel says, no, it's talking about, we already brought his korban asham. So we already brought his korban asham, we only have to deal with the chatas. Omer of Sheshes, this is crazy. A man of the stature of Shmuel, Gavra Rabba Pishmuel, should say such a thing, that the case is that we're talking about that he brought his korban asham, but that nonetheless he can go ahead and he can be give away his nechasim, and now that will define him as an ani, even though he brought his asham. Will you tell me how such a shita works out, please? I mean, who did he say it like, I ask you? Come on. If he's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that asham is kiveya. In other words, once you bring your asham, the status that you were in terms of ani v'asher at the point that you brought the korban asham is keveya what all your korbanos have to be. So therefore this case makes no sense, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya's logic wouldn't be meaningful. If he had already brought his asham as an asher, it won't help him to give away all of his money. So therefore, given the kabbalah asher bashirut, Once he was an usher at the time of the Akrabas usher, what's it good is it going to be for him to be a Chatas Bedalut? But Shirut Lomotzi Maiti now, a Chatas Bedalut. Titzat, Mitzorashe di Korban Ani. So he started off as an Ani and he was an Eshir, or vice versa. He started off as an Ashir and he was an Eni. What is the definitive moment? Hakol Olech Acharachata, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So look at Rabbi Shimon, so you think Rabbi Shimon is an Eitz. Obviously, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Rabbi Shimon says it's the Katas that defines everything. But Rabbi Yudah, Imrakol Olech Acharasha. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, forget about it. It has nothing to do with his Karbonas. It has to do with the Tziporim that he brings before he brings his Karbonas a week earlier. Where he brings one Tzipor that is his Nechaya, and the other one is Shechted. Those are the moment that's Koveya what he is. Now, so we've established that it definitely can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Okay. So now what do you want to say? What's the problem? Shmuel's going and leave it to Rabbi Shimon. The Shimon says the Chatas is Koveya, and therefore Shmuel understands that that is the meaning of Rabbi Shimon Hananiah's Psak over here. No. Because if you want to say that he's going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Chatat is what's Koveya, so then why is he saying this in order to tell me, what are you going to do about the Asham? What do you mean, what are you going to do about the Asham? If you hold that leave it to Rabbi Shimon, so then he would be Afagav de Lokarev Ashamo, Naite Acher. The whole reason we got into this was the question of, what are you going to do about the Asham? And Shmuel says, well, don't worry about it, he already brought the Asham. The problem is, if you're going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who's telling me that I'm able to do this Eitzah of giving away my money and therefore being an Ani at the time of Akravas Achatas, you didn't even have to start because you didn't have to say that there was a problem with the Asham. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's a simple solution for the Asham. Rabbi Shimon holds, wherever you have a suffix about an Asham, it's very simple. An Asham has exactly the same dinim in terms of the dam as a Shlomim, right? Okay, so if that's the case, what's the problem? There's a problem in the Shkita B'Tzofen. And if you're going to make it tonight, I'm not sure. If I have an Asham, this is my Asham. If not, it should be a Nadav. I can't bring an Asham as a Nadav, it should be a Shlomim. So what are you saying? Ah, but a shlomim is nishchat bedorim. Fine, it's a shechta b'tzofen, as if it's an asham. A shlomim can be eaten for 2 days. Eat it for 1 day, as if it's an asham. A shloshim asham requires the chasim, chasim v'shok, nisachim, chasim v'shok. Fine, so do that. Then what's the problem? Asham can only be eaten by kohenim, so it'll be eaten only by kohenim. I mean, but is there a problem? Therefore, all you need to do is bring your korban asham and make it tonight. Light take a leak. Nidatani on Rabbi Shimon. L'mochorat. Here we're talking about the case where he's a suffolk mitzvah. Says Rabbi Shimon, let him bring the asham, let him bring the lug asham, let him sit in shar niknar, the way every mitzvah, as if he would be a mitzvah vadai. And now, matnelov. He should make it tonight. He should like this. If this guy, referring to himself, was a mitzvah, okay, here's the korban asham of this guy, here's the lug, and everything's fine. But if I was not a mitzvah, so then this isn't an asham. I want it to be shalmei nedava. Now, what do I do with that asham? With that asham slash shlomim? Okay, I'm machmorat in both directions. I say, okay, maybe it's an asham. So we need to do shkitato b'tzafon. We need to do matan b'honot. Does it bother anybody? Put a little blood on his toesies. Put a little blood on his ear. What's the big deal? So put some blood on his ear, yeah? And so you need matan b'honot. Okay, on the other hand, now, saying it might be a shlomim. Fine, so give it the din of a shlomim. Smicha, nesachim, turvas chaz v'shok. Now, of course, the question is, doesn't every asham atzar requires a smicha anyway? Why he was saying smicha? So there's a big machlokas rishon. What the point is in the smicha? Rashi learns that the smicha of an asham is really only midrabbanan, and therefore you cannot be semech b'kol koyche, because then you'll be mishamish b'kotche. Others learn that it's a diraita, in which case it would have to be b'kol koyche. And that, you know, Kinami Smith has only brought over here agav. Because usually we say Smicha Rezavim to Mispaz of a Shokin, and then a Shlomi to be Mechalakit from Pesach, let's say. So we said, that's what we said. Okay. In any event, certainly we treat it like a Shlomim across the board. Why not? So if you're going to do a Smicha, and a Smicha without being Nifshal in Kotship, so you're careful not to be Semir Lechol Kocha. And in this case, it would be, maybe it's an Asham. If it's an Asham, the Balaam is not allowed to eat it, fine. So you'll give it to Zichrei Kuna. So the whole thing would be like Chazav Asher. So what's the difference? But Shlomim is eaten for 2 days with the night in between. So don't. So eat it Leon Velayla. And that way you eat it for sure. The Chachomim did not hold of this. So Lohodu Lo Chachomim Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because they said it's all very nice, but bottom line is, you're severely limiting the consumption of this carbon, because only Kohanim can eat it, only Zichrei Kuna, and only Leon Velayla. So now it could be that it'll become nicer, because you don't have enough people, you don't have enough time. And our klal is, we're not made Kodashim Levit Apsul. We don't do something that can cause Kodashim to become possible. And that's what would happen over here. So Roman of Shach, if Shmuel holds there's a problem about bringing the Asham, and he had to come up with the idea that we already brought the Asham, that he doesn't hold of Rabbi Shimon. But if he doesn't hold of Rabbi Shimon, then he also doesn't hold that the Chatas would be Kaveya, in which case, how could Rabbi Shimon Chananya give the whole Eitz in the first place? So I understand what Shmuel is saying. Answers the Gemara, well, what's the problem? Shmuel Savlak Rabbi Shimon Bechada. There's a problem. He doesn't agree to the Asham being brought with a Tanai as a Shlomim. Fine, it's a completely different issue. That's the question of whether we have to be Zoyer or not to be maybe Kachar Beit Apsul even under such pressure or not. So Shmuel didn't hold of that. Fine. But he certainly agreed that we could be Kaveya Alpi Vechatas, which is what Rabbi Yishuv HaKanani was saying. So everything is fine. Okay, those were the Shlosha Divrei Chachma. Now, then the Rosh Shlosha Divrei Agadah. He asked them three questions in how to understand Pesukim. So the first thing they pointed out to him was, there seems to be a contradiction in the Pesuk. Kotuv Echad Omer, Ki Loach Otz B'mot Hamet. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see a human being die. V'Kotuv Echad Omer, Ki Chafetz Hashem La'amita. Yet on the other hand, so here was Eli giving Musar to his children. So he tells Chafti and Pinchas, he tells them, "Hey, I hear such bad things, you know, im yachteish li'ish ufil lo elohim." But a person who's chayte l'Hashem, who's going to be meat palilu? You have to take care of yourselves, you have to do tshuva. So the pasuk closes, v'lo yishmu l'kol aviyam, they would never pay attention to what their father said to do teshuva, ki chafetz Hashem la'amita. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill them. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill them. I thought you said that Beloach puts me mosamitz. Answers the Gemara, kan ba'osim teshuva, kan b'shein osim teshuva. He answered them. There's an afkamina. Hashem doesn't want to see a person die. He wants them to do teshuva. But if somebody's committed, he's not going to listen. So then it boils down, he was Becher Bedarke Mavis. So then Chafetz Hashem Amitam. Ketuv Echad Omer Ki Lo Yisapanim Ve Lo Yikach Shochet. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to anything. He has to go up Yimidus Adin. He's not going to be Noisei Panim. And on the other hand, we say in Birchas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. How do you explain that? Now, as Tosis points out, the Pashtus is that the two Pesukim have nothing to do with it. Each other. Lo yisa panim means your panim. That if you were chayte and you expect to buy your way out of it, he will not be noisa your panim just because you're sending him some kind of gift or whatever it is. When it says yishashem panav ve'elecha, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be noisa his own panim to you, meaning that even if he's angry, he'll be madr panav shalzam. What does that have to, what is it? There is not saying he's not going to take shochet. I mean, take a look at the context. Asher lo yisapan, even though he got shochet. L'chor, it's a completely different meaning. So it says, if you wanted to bring a raya to have a kasha, you should have maybe brought the pasuk by Lot, when the Malach says to him, I'll be noisei panecha after the varazah, or from Eov, but this seems to mean something else. Okay, obviously the Gemara holds it has both meanings in it. Yisashem panavilecha to be nosa your panecha. In other words, that's the mida kenegan mida. And okay, even though the Gemara Lamaisa says beautifully elsewhere, Heich lo eseh panim to Yisrael, they're no eseh panim to me, because they're machmir even on achila v'kizayis, the sefer chasamaza, and Isis on achayim. Okay, that's another terence. He dined that contextually could be referring to a completely different situation. Hashem is not no eseh panim if it's achar gzardin. But now what's remarkable is that Rashi seems to hold that these two answers build on each other, because in his Pirish on Tanakh he explains ki chafetz Hashem la'am nisam by Bnei Eli, that that was kvar neftam gzar din, he writes. But if it would have been kedem gzar din, it says kilach kotz b'mot amet. So in other words, he's taking this Gemara and he's switching the answer that we're giving now to Yisa to the previous Pshat as well, which would mean that this concept of not wanting them because they didn't want to do tshuva, not being me'odeh them, not helping them to do, standing in their way, is also, and it's taking into consideration the building of these three questions, one on the other. So now we understand that there's also, needs to be le'achar gzar din. Otherwise, his mom is being deaf to the Gemara. That's interesting. I don't know. Even Fox uses the words, I lift up your face in this matter as well, but that's horrible. But that means that there's no good English equivalent. I know he would have found it. Wow. He must have struggled over that one. And the last one was, Katuv echad omer ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. So on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Becher B'tzion. And on the other hand, it says, Ki ala piv al chamati hayta yir hazot min hayom asher banu ota ad hayom hazeh, that I've hated this city from the day it was made. So what are you saying? Ki bachar Hashem Tzion. I mean, unbelievable contradiction. Lo kashe, so he said, Kan kedem shenazer Shlomo at Bat Paro. So before Shlomo married Bat Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Becher B'tzion. But liachar shenazer Shlomo at Bat Paro, then it's ala piv al chamati. So the article there asks, but it says, "Limin ayom asher banu oto." He has such a beautiful answer. He answers that the whole reason that Yerovam was zeichet to Malchus was because it was mochiach Shlomo l'shem Shemayim. What was he mochiach him about? That your father, he said, was Esav Peratzot in the Milo, that people should easily be able to come into Yerushalayim to come up to the base of Yerushalayim. And you went ahead and you put up gates in order to collect taxes to be able to support the lavish lifestyle of Bat Paro. So your bono, that doesn't mean bono Yerushalayim. Bono means banat amalo for Bat Paro. And therefore it says, that's the pshat. So not the whole city. It's the area, the Beis HaMikdash, that Shlomo sealed off when he brought Bat Paro and built her place. That's what it meant. Okay, very cute. Shlosha divrei borut. There were three things that were, they're just the type of things that, you know, stupid people ask. It's like, so they asked, what would be the din of Lot's wife? Is she metame mace or not? Lot's wife. She turned into salt, it says. She turned into salt. If you touch that salt, would it be metame? Amalan, gentlemen, a mate is metame. It's not metame. Yeah, obviously there's hidden questions of heretical issues in here, which we're calling Divrei Borut. They held it would only be an appearance of Melach. It's not literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world, that she became Melach. I mean, he's telling them, what do you want? If she's salt, she's salt. It's kind of this crazy question. Metzim Melach was not Batami. Now, what would be the din of the Ben of the Shunamit? So he comes back to life, but he was dead. So if he was dead, so then he should be Metami. Where did this Tumah disappear to? So he said to them, you know, a dead person is metame. A live person is not metame. So he's alive. Live people not metame, the mate. Lamaisa, the Sifra, actually has, the Sifri has actually a limud from the pasuk that ain ben ashunamit metame. To teach me that it's not considered to be even to have been in a gay abitum, even though there's places where we say something that had been tame with one level of tuma, you take off that tuma by being let's it's no longer edible and so on, but it still becomes like a kli that was negea, benevela, and so on. So maybe over here, therefore comes on the post, ben ben ashenamit mitame. Okay. But again, I think we see from the next pasuk, the next question, what the deeper sense of divrei borut are. The next question was, metim latit lavo. Do they need hazoya shlishi mishvi? And they don't need hazoya shlishi mishvi. It's a remarkable, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zorakti ma'alechem mayim tahirim v'tiyartem. Is that metaphorical? Or literally, if a body comes back to life and is reconstructed, so do you need hazoya shlishi mishvi? Amalem, you know, when the Mesim get up, you know, we'll try to figure it out. Others say, listen, if the Mesim come back, you can already go ask Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know, so you can ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you got to ask me for? Okay, but lean nearer, even though they give Pirushim to this as well, to the questions of the heresy that might be lurking underneath the words. I really think divrei borut means exactly what we feel today about these kinds of questions. And the stupid issues you're bringing up. To create a situation where you're going to have a technicality, it's just silly. So divrei borut is the kind of thing a person that doesn't really have a connection to them, doesn't really care about what's going on. He's got these nice theoretical questions that bother him. He's an issue man. Issue man. You know what the bottom line is? Why don't we wait until Moshe Rabbeinu comes? We'd always talk to him about it. So that attitude implies that was bothering him the whole time about their attitude. Not that there was any profound problem that he had with them.
But is it a
lomdus? I know. We have to be very careful. There's sometimes lomdus they throw people out of the Beis HaMidrash for, like we had in the Gemara. Shloisha divrei derech eretz. There were also three things they asked that had to do with the way that a person should live. So they asked, the question number one was, Ma yaaseh adam v'yechkam? What should a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? Amar lahem yarbeh b'yeshiva, he should learn a lot, v'yemayit b'schora, and he should spend less time doing his currency trades on the internet. He should sit and learn. So they said to him, Arbe Asuke, a lot of people have sit and learned the yeshiva, they're certainly not very smart. V'lo Yilam, they don't work at all, and they don't have any chokmah. And what good is that? So he said to them, they forgot a very important part. Yivakshu rachamim imisha chokmah shelo. Obviously, that's not going to help you if you don't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinama ki Hashem yitain chokmah, Mipiv dat utfunat comes from his mouth. What's cut from his mouth? Tony Rebbe Chia Moshal, the Melech Basar Vadam. You have a king who has a seuda, and he has now all of his avodim around. There's certain people that he wants to send shirayim to show how kosher they are. So he's mishagir leo avav imashal efanav. So they present him with this beautiful steak. Oh, this is delicious. Hey, my dear friend Joey, I want you to have a little bit of the steak. Here, takes a little bit, gives it. That's mipiv. It comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. But if you don't have that kind of relationship, so it's mipiv chokhmah, but you have that kind of relationship. What makes you think like you're going to be able stam to get chokhmah just because you learn? What do you think it is? Mechanical? You think it's intellectual? So then, Micah Mashman. So then, why did he tell him in the first place? He gives them this whole thing and tell them the most important part. He told him, go to yeshiva and don't work. I mean, what good is that? So then he should have just said the last part. No, because believe it or not, that part to him was the chiddush. Because if you're not going to learn, it's not going to help to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to put in the time, you have to put in the effort. So you should know you're going to have to do, he thought, Mela, well, Well, you're asking how to become a Chochmah. I mean, everybody knows Chochmah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he realized, oh my gosh, the thing Chochmah has to do with sitting around with a book. So he's explained to them, obviously. I mean, that's the real reason. That's the opposite way of looking at things.
And
only when they get to Nida, which doesn't usually happen, you know, they're still stuck in Bava Kamma. Maya Se'adam, the next thing they asked him was, Maya Se'adam V'yitasher, what can a person do to become rich? Amar Lahem, I'm rich. You're going to have to open up a business, Yarbe B'schora, and you have to be Noisim V'notim B'emunah. So Yisrael Yitain B'emunah, that's the hardest thing, we know that. Yerushalayim, they couldn't find one person, it says in the Pasuk, one person was Noisim V'notim B'emunah. So they tied it back to him, you find lots of very fine people, and they spend their whole lives in business, and they remain very very poor. Oh, he said, oh, you forgot the important part. You expect to get money, what you want. You want money that doesn't come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What money do you want? So then Micah Bashman, so what do you tell them? You have to do business? No, because to him that was the Kiddush. You should know you also have to do business. He's not going to help you to sit back and just be Mavakish Rachamim. Mimisha Oshu Shalom and hope that your rich uncle that you never knew about suddenly leaves you an inheritance. Unfortunately, you're going to also have to do business. My Asadam Yellow Banim Zecharim. And what should a person do to be Zeche? To find children that will become Tamir Chachamim, have Omalem Yisad Isha Genes. He has to marry a woman who is suitable for him. Yikadesh Atzmo Bishas Tashmish. And he should also be Meshamish Mitasai Bitsnius and Kedusha. Lots of people. And they don't, maybe they don't have anybody in Zechorim. I mean, hello, you. Well, Yevakish Rakmi Mimisha Banim Shalosh, Nemar, Hine Nachalat Hashem Banim, Schar Priyabotet. Of course, Nachalat Hashem Banim. So then, why did he say the first part? So the Micah Mashmalah. The Toyim is not enough. Oh, Belo Sagi. Even though the Maisa, we know that we darshan, my Schar Priyabotet, Namra Chama Brevi Chanina, it means Schar Priyabotet, that a person can actually do something in order to have Bonim Zecharim, so we had the sugi before. B'schar she mashin atzvam bebeten, kedei she tazria ishto techila, since they allow their wives to first be mazrias, they want to turn on their wives and give them a pleasurable time, so that way they're not themselves in a rush, and they don't sit there to be mamale tavasam, that's the schar priyabaten. No sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schar Priyabotet. And of course, the Achron HaMess, so why did he leave that out? I mean, that's what he should have said.
Maybe that's what he means by
the Kaidesh. Oh, that's what they say. The Kaidesh HaTzvah means that his focus should not be on his type. If his focus is on his type, the Mela, obviously, he'll be Zeichet Schar Priyabotet. All right, but I mean, it could be that he's trying to give them information that is nogeya, the whole context, is what he's saying. In other words, it's not, that itself would have been mechanical, that would not have been enough. You see that he was avoiding all along the mechanics. Mechanics I'm not going to give you. In this case, the Kiddush is the opposite. Adarabah, the mechanics are the things that are more nogeya than the anhoga. But you should know there's also a context of Yishai Genes and so on.